Very pleased. I thought there was no lulls in the game. I thought it was a, when you're looking at structure and playing the right way, I thought all of our lines, same with our D, and obviously our goaltender was real strong. It's a good team in Stockton. To keep them their shots where we kept them here tonight was a credit to them, committed to getting the win. So really pleased.
Is there something to relish about playing the spoiler role at this point of the season?
I wouldn't say. We haven't switched gears to play that role. We're just right now the same as we've been all season long, is we're trying to improve. Mm-hmm. We're trying to improve the best we can, and we're putting our players in different situations. We've had a lot of new bodies coming to this lineup. And again, with teaching a lot of structure because there's so many new faces. So we're not trying to play spoiler. We're just trying to play the right way.
When you have that many new faces, is it nice to have a goaltender who can give you that kind of effort night in and night out?
Yeah, you... obviously, a big part of any team is having the goaltend that we have with Hellebuck and Comrie. But when there is some miscues with regards to jumping into a new team and not having many minutes under your belt with playing, it's nice to have that that solid piece in net that can get you those saves.
You have 10 guys in your lineup today that spent some time in the ECHL, 8 of whom spent the majority there. And this wasn't just a case of your goaltender keeping you in it and winning you the game. The team played well. How do you account for that with all those call-ups?
Well, just the... you know, a chance again to understand that you have to play a certain style. You know, there's obviously a game plan in place here when you play teams on how we need to play and how we have to try to have success. And getting those players up to speed as quick as possible through practice and video and X's and O's on the board on how the kind of systems we want to run. Tough holes to fill. You know, you're talking 4 of our top 6 scorers out of our lineup right now, but credit to those guys and our leadership group again to push things in the dressing room of doing a good job.
What was the turning point in that game, in your opinion?
Well, I thought the turning point was I just from the start being able to get the first goal, you know, coming off a loss there on the road in Lake Erie to get that first goal and build confidence and breaking the game into segments, looking past after the first timeout, now focusing on the next part of the game and continuing to play the right way here.
What were you focusing on in between periods? The game was still scoreless after the first period.
In between the first and second, we were focusing on trying to slow down their breakouts. We thought our back pressure was good with regards to not letting them get up ice and make those cross-seam passes, so we wanted to make sure everybody was on the right page with that. And in between the second and third was, again, not playing the game a different way. Regardless of what the score is, you had a chance to get yourself in this game and have the lead the way we're playing. We're playing a certain style. It doesn't change our game. That was between the second and third.